This became a very important motif in the Chinese civilization.
这样我们就看见信这个字的两方面。
We can see two aspects to this word faith.
一方面就是真诚做人。
One is to live as an earnest, honest human being.
第二方面就是彼此可以相信。
And that allows us to trust one another.
当日本有一个首相被选的时候,
when a Japanese prime minister was elected,
他被选中他吓一跳。
When he was elected, he was shocked.
他不知道呢, 到底他有没有能力治理整个国家。
He wasn't sure he had the ability to rule a nation.
所以他就请旁边的人替他预备墨砚，从大的宣纸。
And so he asked his people to prepare for him ink, a paintbrush, and a large scroll.
然后他就在众人面前写了五个字。
And in front of everybody, he wrote down five words.
民无信不立。
A nation without faith cannot stand.
他知道如果百姓不信任他, 他没有办法坐上这个位置。
He knows that if he loses the faith of his people, he will no longer be able to do the job.
这个首相名叫什么呢?
What was his name?
叫做福田赳夫。 那我不知道这日本文是怎么讲的，可能这个素珠姐妹你可以告诉我们，福田赳夫是什么? 福古欧达是吗? 福古达。 福田赳夫，也就是Tanaka以后的那个首相。
That was the prime minister after Tanaka.
他突然间想起孔子的这句话语。
And so he suddenly remembered what Confucius once said.
我非常受感动。
And I was very touched.
因为一个治理百姓的人,
because here is a politician, a ruler.
知道百姓对政府需要真正的信心。
And he knows that people must have faith in the government.
今天教会的情形怎么样?
What is the situation at church today?
弟兄姊妹, 我们做基督徒的人, 我们对神的信仰是不是真诚的?
What is our faith? Do we have genuine faith in our God?
我们的信心是建立在怎样的基础上?
What kind of foundation is our faith built on?
所以我们需要回到圣经的原则里面。
So we must go back to biblical principles.
刚才我们读的圣经告诉我们,
the Bible verses we read,
太初有道,
in the beginning was the Word,
道与上帝同在,
the Word was with God,
道就是上帝,
and the Word was God.
在最后又告诉我们,
and
in the end,
Jesus did many, many things.
就是把这些都写下来,
if we were to write down everything, then there would be so many books the world would not be able to contain it.
记载这些事情,
but we write these things
是叫你们信耶稣是基督,
in order that you would believe that Jesus is the Christ.
而且叫你们因信他的名就得着生命,
and so that you may have life in believing in him.
所以这样我们很清楚地看见这个使徒约翰写下约翰福音的最重要的主题是什么?
So we see the most important theme which the Apostle John wrote this gospel,
就是神的道产生了人的信,
and that is God's word gives rise to man's faith.
我们活在这个世界上,
we live in this world,
我们是被动地生下来,
we are passive because we were born passively.
我们每一个人是要求我的父亲跟母亲结婚，然后把我生在世界上。
No one of us could say, Mom, why don't you marry Dad and give birth to me?
你把我生的时候，我盼望生在这个家庭里。
Or if I'm going to be born, I want to be born in this kind of family.
我盼望生在这个民族的里面。
I want to be born in this ethnic group.
我盼望生在这个城市里面。
I want to be born in this city.
我要选择生在什么时代里面。
And I want to be born in whatever era I choose.
从来没有这种自由选择, 我们被生成怎样的人。
We never had such freedom to choose these things.
但是我们的生是一个事实, 我们的存在是不可否认,
yet the fact that we were born and the fact that we exist is an undeniable truth.
那我们活在这个世界上的时候,
so we live in this world,
我们就面对着不能逃避的环境,
and we confront this inevitable environment if we're in.
我们就面对必须面对的大自然,
and we face the nature which we must face.
那我们就常常思念, 我为什么在这里?
And we ask ourselves this question, why am am I here?
我为什么活在这个世界上？
Why am I living in this world?
我活在这个世界上的意义到底是什么？
What is the meaning of my existence in this world?
我的生命是有一天会结束的。
For one day my life will end.
当我离开世界后，我到哪里去？
And when I leave this world, where am I going?
从哪里来？
Where did I come from?
为什么在这里?
Why am I here?
到哪里去?
And where am I going?
是每一个人一定要思想的问题。
Are questions every person must think about.
如果你们有机会到 Boston 去,
If you have a chance to go to Boston,
Boston 的美术馆里面有一张相当长的图画。
In the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, there's this huge painting.
是印象派的大师 Paul Gauguin所画的图。
It was drawn by an impressionist painter Paul Gauguin.
这个图呢，你没有注意看的时候，你以为是打西体的一个很自然的景色。
If you just look at this painting casually, it looks like Tahitian life.
有一些人站在那里。
There's some people standing.
有一些蹲在那里。
Some people are kneeling.
还有些人正在走路。
Others are walking.
好像在一个花园中间呢，无所事事，很闲懒的一个图画。
As if they're just hanging around in a beautiful garden.
还有的人好像正在替别人找头里面有没有跳跳蚤。
It's as if another woman is combing another woman's hair looking for lice.
但是当你看见那个图画的题目的时候
，But when you look at the title of this painting,
你就吓了一跳。
You're going to be shocked.
那个题目是什么呢
？What is the paint title?
我从哪里来
？Where did I come from?
我在世界上做什么
？What am I doing in this world?
又我往哪里去
？And where am I going?
这个问题是每一个人一定要面对的问题。
And these are questions all of us must confront.
我在这个大自然的中间。
As I live in this nature.
最后我要思想一个问题。
I have to ask this question.
这问题是什么呢
？What is this question?
意义是不是存在
？And that is there such a thing as meaning?
我做人是不是有意义
？Am I living a meaningful existence?
如果意义是不存在的
，If there is no such thing as meaning，
为什么我的心逼我思想关于意义的问题
？Then how come my heart continues to push me to think about meaningful things？
如果意义是存在的。
If meaning exists,
意义存在在哪里？
Then where does meaning exist?
为什么我或者却与意义好像有关联，又没有办法找到它？
How come I live a life as if I'm linked to some sort of meaning, but I cannot find it?
如果意义在我里面，
If meaning is within me,
为什么我在外面找意义？
Then how come I'm looking for meaning outside of myself?
如果意义在外面可以找到。
On the other hand, if meaning can be found externally,
为什么我走遍天涯海角，好像还不明白什么叫做意义？
And how come I travel all over the world and it seems like I cannot find meaning?
如果意义是在外面的话，
if meaning is external,
为什么这个催逼是从里面来？
Then how come the compulsion to find it is internal?
这个意义所要表达的是什么呢？
So what is meaning itself?
人没有办法找到答案。
Human beings cannot find the answer.
这个意义就跟神的道有关系。
For this meaning is related to the word of God.
神创造万有。
God created everything.
神创造大自然。
God created nature.
神最后创造了人。
And lastly, God created man.
神人就唯一能够在大自然中间寻找超自然意义的一种活物。
Man is the only living being who can live within nature but tries to find meaning outside of nature.
这样我们有一方面自然这方面的物质的身体。
So on one hand we have a natural physical body.
但另一方面我们有个超自然永恒的灵性在我们身体的里面。
On the other hand, we have a supernatural eternal spirit within us.
是我们不是单单受物质的供应，我们就感到生命得到满足。
So we will not feel satisfied simply by living a materially blessed life.
我们更需要那意义、那真理填满我们的内心。
We need meaning and truth to fill our hearts.
这样这个意义就蕴藏在道的里面。
In this way, meaning is embodied in the word.
那我们怎么解释道这个字到底是什么意思呢？
Now, how do you explain the word?
当你做人的时候，
When you are a human being,
你经验多的时候，
The more you experience of life,
你就知道做人有做人的道理。
You find that there are certain ways of living.
生活有生活的规则。
There are certain principles you must live by.
我们讲话行为有做人应当有的艺术。
We talk and we behave in a certain way that is, makes us human. If these principles don't exist, then we will live a life without peace and a life of pain. If we find the true principles and right rules of our life, then we feel stable, we are content. So we know that there are, in society, there are social principles. In the behavioral realm, there are behavioral principles. In the thought realm, there are thought principles. And in the material world, there are material principles. All these principles, are they all fragmented and unrelated? Or are they related? If they are related, then who links them all together? When we look at the sky,
你看这里有星, 那里有星,
we say there are a bunch of stars.
点点滴滴分布在整个蓝色的天空里,
and these stars are scattered all over the night sky.
这个星跟那个星有关系吗?
Is there a relationship between this star and that star?
那个星跟圆的星又有关系吗?
Is that star related to a farther star?
圆的星跟我这个星球又有关系吗?
And is that farther star related to my star?
科学家告诉我们,
scientists tell us that yes, they are related. In the same way, when you look at a watch, you open up the lid, you find that there are many mechanical parts. You can see some very thick wheel springs and other things. So you ask, is the spring related to another spring? If they're unrelated, what's the point of putting them together? If they are related, then who set these relations? So you find that there is one wheel that rotates once every 60 seconds. After it rotates once, it pushes another wheel one notch.
所以你知道这里就可以告诉你几分、几秒、几点、几个钟头、几天、几个月。
That in this way you can tell hours from minutes from seconds.
也复杂的手表,
so a complicated, sophisticated watch
隐藏了越多的功用,
has more and more functions embedded in it.
也复杂的手表,
a more sophisticated watch
越多的零件在里面,
has more movable parts.
到今天人类所做的钟表最多的零件超过1600件。
Today, the most sophisticated watch has over 1,600 parts in it.
没有一件跟另外一件是没有关系。
And not one of them are unrelated to the other parts.
所以那个关系一定是计划的。
So this relationship was pre-designed.
计划的一定是很聪明的。
And the one who designed it was very intelligent.
我用这个比喻之后呢,
so after this analogy,
我们来试想人与人也是有关系。
Let's think about human beings. We have relationships.
我们有自己亲人的关系。
We have our blood relations.
我们有朋友之间的关系。
We have friend relations.
我们有以物质之间的关系。
We have a relationship with material
things. 我们有我与我自己的关系。
And I have a relationship with myself.
我有我与我祖宗历史的关系。
And I have a relationship to my ancestral history.
我有我的民族跟别的民族之间的关系。
I have a relationship of my nation with another nation. There is the entire mankind, its relationship with animals. And the relationship between a natural and a supernatural God. When you link all these relationships together, and you will see a unifying principle. What is this principle?
叫做道,
this principle is described by one word, and that is word.
道是存在的,
so word exists.
那么道是不是理呢?
Now is word the same thing as rationalism?
我们中国人就是道理,
a Chinese like to link 道 with rationalism.
我们就把道跟理连在一起。
So we link word with rational.
但是中国人不但把道跟理连在一起。
But Chinese don't just link word and rational together.
我也把道跟德连在一起。
It links the word with ethics, morality.
所以道跟德是有关联。
So there's a relationship between word and ethics.
我们把道跟路又连在一起。
And then we also link the word with the word path.
所以呢，就叫做道路。
That's why our word for the road is word path.
我们把道跟意又连在一起。
And we also link the word with meaning.
所以呢，道路、道理、道义、道心、道德、道义、道行，许许多多道跟其他关系的这个描写。
So in all our adjectives describing things, it is always linked to the word.
我想中国人用这个字是表达得很好了。
And that is a great way to express that word.
所以如果问你，你知不知？
So when I say, do you know?
你说知。
I say yes.
知什么？
And I say, what do you know?
知道，对不对呢？
I know the word.
知道。所以这个道是知识的中心。
That is why the word is the center of all knowledge.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
道与上帝同在。
The word was with God.
道就是上帝。
And the word was God.
这是全世界的文化，全世界的宗教，全世界的哲学，从来没有比这个更清楚的一句话。
In all the cultures, philosophies and religions of this world, there's no one sentence more clear than this sentence.
所有的文化都在找那个总原则的道。
Because all cultures try to find the unifying principle.
要明白法则之上的总法则。
To understand the law above all law.
原理之上的总原理。
To understand the principle of all principles.
基础之下的总。
To find the foundation of all foundations.
万有的基础在哪里？
So what is the foundation of everything?
万有的原理在哪里？
What is the principle of everything?
万有的法则在哪里？
What is the law of everything?
所以当这些文化，
So when these cultures,
这些的宗教，
When these religions,
要把这贯穿万有的总原则描写出来的时候，
When they try to describe this underlying principle,
他们就用这样的一个字来描写。
They use this word to describe it.
这个字就叫做道。
This is word.
那么孔子怎么样讲呢？
What did Confucius say?
孔子说君子谋道不谋食。
The gentleman is going to look for the word instead of just for food.
所以一个正人君子不是单单为了找食物而活在世界上。
So a true gentleman doesn't just work for a living and just get money.
如果一个人只不过找食物的话，
if we're all looking for his food,
那么这个人呢跟动物的生活就没有什么分别。
Then there's no difference between us and animals.
你看一只猫跑来跑去，
if you look at a cat,
你看一只狗跑来跑去，
or a dog,
你在非洲看见狮子眼睛望来望去，
or you look at a lion in Africa,
他只有一件事想做的，
there's only one thing in their mind,
就是找食物过生活，他就满意了。
And that is to find food for the day and they're content.
孔子说正人君子不是如此。
Confucius says a true gentleman doesn't just do that.
君子谋道不谋食。
A gentleman looks for the word, not for food.
所以一个正人君子他是寻找这个道过于寻找食物。
A true gentleman looks for道 word more than food.
所以孔子自己对自己怎么讲呢？
So what does Confucius say about himself?
他说如果有一天早上我找到了道，当天下午我食，我做人已经感应。
He said, if I can find the word in the morning, then I can die that afternoon and I'm content.
这句话在中国文化里面是很出名的。
And this became a very famous saying in Chinese culture.
朝闻道，夕死可也。
If I find the word in the morning, then I can die in the afternoon, I'll be fine.
那一天来到了。
That day came.
就是我一生一世梦已经完成了。
That is, I have finally fulfilled my dreams.
我如果可以明白总原理。
If I could understand the underlying principle,
我做人满足了。
Then I'm content.
我死我都甘愿。
Then I can die.
这叫朝闻道，夕死可以。
This is what he meant by finding down in the morning, dying in the afternoon.
为什么孔子把道看成这样重要呢？
Why did he treat the word as so important?
他在另外一次机会里面讲一句话语。
In another context, he said this.
他说呢，道者也不可思议离也。道是不可以片刻离开的。
You cannot leave word any minute.
Man cannot separate it from the truth even for a short moment. 人不能够没有道理生活。
Funny. Okay. Man cannot live separated from the truth.
是人的存在是在道的基础上建立起来。
So man's existence is founded upon the foundation of the word.
所以这是伟大文化的发现。
So in these great discoveries of great civilization,
伟大宗教的了解。
When these great understandings of great religion,
伟大的哲学的探求。
When great philosophies explore,
所以接下去我要一大堆思想，西方的人，东方的人。怎么样来描写这个道的问题
？So now let's see how the Western and the Eastern people describe word.
孔子是一个很伟大的人。
Confucius was a great man.
所以他真心要寻求真理的时候
，So when he truly wanted to find the truth,
他就讲了这样的话。
He said these things.
道是太重要的。
He says word is too important.
道是我们生命的根基。
Word is the foundation of our life.
当我们以道片刻离开的时候。我们的存在就失去意义。
If we're separated from this word, then we will lose meaning in our life.
但是他的书里面也很诚实地讲一句话。
But he also honestly said this.
夫直之信以天道，不可得而闻也。在孔子里面没有办法找到真正天上的道。
But if you just look at me, you will never be able to find the true word of the heaven.
知道这个真理是人没有办法找到。
So he knows that man cannot find the truth by themselves.
属天的真理我们没有办法找到。
For heavenly truth is undiscoverable.
那么孔子一生教些什么东西
？So what did he teach?
我不能勾到天道，我只能讲人道的问题。
So since I cannot talk about the heavenly way, I will teach you a human way.
所以孔子就把人与人的关系分成五个层次。
So he put human relationships into five different dimensions.
第一个层次就是君臣的关系。
The first dimension is the relationship between ruler and the ruled.
第二个关系就是父子的关系。
The second relationship between father and son.
第三个关系就是夫妻的关系。
And the third relationship husband and wife.
第四个关系就是兄弟的关系。
And the fourth relationship between brothers and brothers.
第五个关系就是朋友之间的关系。
And the fifth relationship between friends.
这是人与人的关系。
So these are human relationships.
一个人做人做得成功不成功。
So whether you are successful as a human being.
看他在这个关系里面有没有遵循应当有的原理。
Success is determined by whether you follow the five principles.
这就是人道人伦之间的教训。
This is called interpersonal teachings, interpersonal relationships.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
孔子留下了人伦哲学最伟大的教训在世界中间。
Confucius left behind the greatest teaching on interpersonal relationships.
中国历史中间最大的理想不是这个。
But the greatest ideal of Chinese history was not that.
中国文化最高的理想是什么呢
？What was the highest ideal of Chinese civilization?
天人合一。
And that is a unification between heaven and man.
人活在世界上。
We live in this world.
是被动的生下来。
We passively born.
是主动的寻找真理。
And we actively seek after the truth.
没有办法明白真道。
But we cannot find the truth.
所以人终极的目标就是怎样能够与天合在一起。
So the ultimate goal is how do we unify ourselves with heaven?
我问我们这些中国人，天人合一的理想曾经在哪个朝代真正达到
？So let me ask you, which dynasty was the unification of heaven and man attained?
孔子死的时候有没有达到这个成绩呢
？Did Confucius achieve that when he died?
宋朝的时候有没有达到这个成绩
？Did the Song dynasty do it?
在这个元朝的时候有没有达到这个成绩
？Did the Yuan dynasty do it?
这个在明朝的时候有没有这个成绩呢
？Did the Ming dynasty do it?
我们看见朱熹的时代没有达到。
We find it wasn't done.
在民国的时代没有达到。
It wasn't done in the Republican China.
孙中山的时候没有达到。
Sun Yat-sen didn't do it.
毛泽东的时候不但没有达到。
Not only did Chairman Mao not do it.
转过来变成人定胜天来抵挡天意。
He turned around and he said, man above all things.
所以讲中国到现在这个理想终归是一个理想。
So today, the Chinese ideal remains nothing but an ideal.
人怎么样一 天道连在一起。
How do you link with the heavenly truth?
人怎么能回到天那里去？
How do you return to heaven?
所以这就是圣经与所有的文化不同的地方。
This is the difference between the Bible and all the different civilizations.
圣经告诉我们，太初有道。
Well, the Bible tells us in the beginning was the word.
这个太初呢？跟创世纪第一章的起初好像一样，其实不一样。
This in the beginning looks like the same thing as in the beginning of Genesis.
创世纪第一章告诉我们，起初上帝创造天地。
Genesis starts by saying, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
约翰福音第一章第一节，太初有道，道就是上帝。
John chapter 1 begins, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
我相信翻译圣经成为中文的人，
I believe those who translated the Bible into the Chinese,
也感觉到这两个 beginning 是不一样。
They realize that those are two different beginnings.
所以他们不敢用同样的字来翻译这个词。
That's why when they interpreted the beginning, they did not use the same word for it.
创世纪所用的叫做起初。
In the book of Genesis, the Chinese was the beginning.
这是宇宙的起初。
That is the beginning of this universe.
大自然的开始。
That is the beginning of nature.
在约翰福音第一章第一节中的太初是比起初更早的。
But the beginning used in the first chapter of John is even precedes the in the beginning of Genesis.
这是神自己永恒的那一个开始。
That is God's eternal beginning.
像神本身是没有开始。
For God himself does not have a beginning.
神的存在是早过被造世界的开始。
In other words, the existence of God precedes the existence of everything.
所以用起初，用太初这个字。
That is why the Chinese word uses the ultimate beginning.
这就表示在永恒里面的一个时刻。
That is to represent a point of time in eternity.
这是超过时间的时刻。
And that is a point of time that transcends all time.
被造世界存在以前的时刻。
It preceded the beginning of the created world.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
道与上帝同在。
The word was with God.
道就是上帝。
And the word was God.
所以这里给我们看见是超过人的哲学、宗教和文化所能够到的一个点。
It tells us that this point transcends all the points that culture, religion, and science can achieve.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
孔子所不能得到的。
What Confucius was unable to get.
天上的道直击到这世界上。
The word, the heavenly word down to this world.
我相信孔子是很清楚的揪到人的限制到什么地方。
I believe Confucius clearly understood the limitations of man.
所以孔子没有把天道教训给中国人。
That is why Confucius never taught the heavenly truth to his disciples.
那么中国的第二个很伟大的人，
the second great man in Chinese history,
他可能是比孔子更久更老的。
Maybe he was even longer than Confucius.
而且他可能是与孔子曾经同活在一个时代。
Maybe he lived in the same era as Confucius.
这个人就是《道德经》的这个撰言的人。
And this is the author of the 道德经》。
也就是老子。
And that's 老子。
这《道德经》也可以叫做的《德道经》。
We can also call it the 德道经》。
这就是道跟德两方面最重的言论，这个叫做《道德经》。
That is word, truth, and ethics, morality.
这《道德经》就是老子把他一生对宇宙智慧的沉思梦想的结果把它写下来。
And this book is the result of Lao Zi's all lifelong ponderings of his work.
一共只有5000多字而已。
There are only about 5,000 some words.
这里面的话很伟大。
But there are a lot of great words.
曾经是中西哲学家2000多年来继续不断想，继续不断写，写不完。
These words have become the center of study of Western and Chinese scholars.
根据一个传说，
According to legend,
当老子80多岁的时候，
When Lao Zi was about 80 some years old,
他对这个世界的世风日下非常的灰心消沉。
He was very disappointed at the lower morality of the world.
所以他决定不继续在这个世界或在大家成这个凡事的中间。
So he decided that he would no longer live in the society.
所以他就驱逐一匹的水牛。
So he got on a water buffalo,
拿着一只的笛子，
and he got a Chinese flute,
就离开人间，
and he left this society,
跑过西关，
And he went to the western range.
当他跑出西关的时候呢
And as he went past the western pass,
守门的人看出他是老子。
The gatekeeper recognized that this is Lao Zi.
所以他说你是老子吗
So he said, are you Lao Zi?
你要到哪里去
Where are you going?
他说让我去吧
He said, let me go.
我要离开热闹的城市
Because I'm going to leave the hustle bustle of this world.
我要隐居在这个远避的地方
I'm going to live in a far away place.
他说大师啊你不能走
So the gatekeeper said, well, you cannot go.
你如果去了
Because if you leave,
我们这个社会少了一个智慧人怎么办
then our society will be missing a wise man. What are we going to do?
你让我去吧。
But Lao Tzu said, let me go.
我一定要去。
I must leave.
如果你一定要去。
So the gatekeeper said, if you must go.
求求你把你的智慧留下来好不好
Please leave your wisdom behind.
那么如果你把你的智慧留下来。
And if you leave your wisdom behind.
你写下你一生一世对真理的心得。
Write down all your understanding of the truth.
那我才让你走。
Then I will let you go.
所以老祖说好。
So Lao Tzu said, all right.
他就拿起笔来。
Took a pen.
就一个字一个字把他心中对真理的了解把它写下。
And he wrote down his understanding of the truth.
一共五千多一点的字。
About 5,000 some words.
写完了以后呢
After he finished,
那个看守关卡的人就让他过去。
And the gatekeeper let him go.
有孔子出去以后永远没有回来。
And Lao Tzu never returned.
根据这个传说那五千多字就变成我们现在所知道的道德经。
And according to legend, those 5,000 some words became the Tao Te Ching that
we have today. 那么孔子跟老子不同在哪里
What's the difference between Lao Tzu and Confucius?
孔子说悟性而好古。
Confucius said that we must have an honest heart and we must look to the past.
但他自己没有办法明白道是什么。
When he cannot understand what Tao is,
老子比他想得更深。
But Lao Tzu thought even deeper than him.
老子就把他对道的了解把它写出一些字。
Lao Tzu wrote down his own understanding of the truth.
那么到底老子写的是不是对的呢
Now, did Lao Tzu do the right thing?
没有人可以印证他是对或者不对。
No one can either verify or falsify what is true.
因为每一个哲学家所讲的话都是他把认为最真的智慧把它写下。
Because all philosophers write down what they believe is the truth.
但是我们从圣经来看。
But if you look at his work from the Bible
standpoint, 老子好像回应了上帝的一个启示。
It's almost like Lao Tzu had responded to a revelation of God.
我们绝对不能说老子直接领受了上帝的启示。
We definitely cannot say that Lao Tzu was specially revealed by God.
我们只能说人共同性里面明白一些上帝普遍的真理。
We can only say that inside of man there are some common understanding of some general truth of God.
这是神的普遍启示。
That is the general revelation of God.
连一个两岁的孩子都知道好比坏更好，坏比好更坏。
Even a two-year-old knows that right is better than wrong, and wrong is worse than right.
一个两岁的孩子知道你打他是不对的，你摸他爱他是好的。
Even a two-year-old knows that if you hit him, that's not the good thing. If you stroke him and caress him, that's a good thing.
三四岁的孩子都知道他讲坏的话。讲肮脏的话是得罪他自己，所以他不大平安。
Even a 3 or 4 year old knows that when they've said something bad, they're not peaceful inside.
这些东西是动物里面从来没有的。
And these things don't exist in animals.
我最小的女儿两岁的时候
，When my youngest daughter was 2 years old，
她如果做错事，我马上知道。
If she did something wrong, I would immediately know.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为她就不敢来找我了。
Because she would then stop looking me up.
她没有做错事的时候。
When she didn't do anything wrong,
我回家她就蹦蹦跳跳跑来抱我。
When I come home, she'll be jumping up and down and come right at me.
但当我回家的时候
，But when I get home,
看见她静静躲在一个角落不敢看我，我知道她做错事。
When we see and I see her in a corner, she won't dare look at me. I know that she's done something wrong.
或者她打破东西
，Maybe she's broken something.
或者她给妈妈骂了
，Maybe she's been scolded by mom.
或者她讲了错的话语
，Maybe she said something bad.
她知道自己不对
，She knows she's done something wrong.
当我回家的时候。
So when I get home,
她就躲在一个角落
she hides in a corner.
她的眼睛偷偷的看我
and she would sort of sneak.
那个两岁的孩子眼睛斜斜的看，这个头歪歪的，我知道 something happened already.
And so when a 2-year-old behaves like that, I know something has happened.
她做了错事以后呢，她心里自己感到不平安。
For she knows that she has done something wrong, and she feels bad about it.
这是我们所明白的叫做良心的作用。
This is the function of our conscience.
良心的责备。
Our conscience is rebuking us.
人做错事，良心不平。
When we do something wrong, we don't feel peaceful.
只有人有这个功用。
Only man have this function.
动物没有这个功用。
Animals don't have.
你没有看见一个老虎吃了人，你一直懊悔，哇，我吃了人。
Have you ever seen a tiger after eating a man says, "Oh, I'm really that really bad about it"?
如果有他一定是哎呀懊悔吃的太少。
If he's feeling bad about it, it's because he didn't eat enough.
因为动物没有良心的功用。
Because animals don't have a conscience.
所以这些良心的功用。
So the function of conscience
is 自然的知觉。
There is a natural understanding.
对宇宙一些真理的体会。
And to understand certain truths in the universe.
基督教的神学来说。
From the perspective of Christian theology.
这个叫做普遍启示。
We call this general revelation.
普遍启示是给谁的？
To whom is general revelation focused?
普遍启示给每一个活在世界上的人。
General revelation is directed to everyone in the world.
只要你是人，
if you're a human being,
你一定有一些普遍启示的感觉。
You will feel general revelation.
普遍启示的知识。
You will have some knowledge of general revelation.
那么当神把真理普遍启示给人的时候，
so when God gives a general revelation to man,
人就不得不思想意义的问题。
Man must start to think about meaning.
人就不得不思想原理的问题。
Man cannot but think about principles.
那我们就查出宇宙万有运行的原理。
And so we try to find out universal principles.
我们研究社会人际关系的原理。
We try to understand interpersonal societal relations.
这样人才能产生科学。
Only then can science come about.
人才能产生伦理学。
Only then can ethics be expressed.
人才能产生艺术。
Only then can art come about.
人才能产生法律。
Only then can law come about.
那么你说法律、艺术、科学是不是等于上帝的普遍启示呢？
So is law,
science,
science and art the general revelation of God?
不是的。
No.
请你注意，这些东西不是上帝的普遍启示。
These things themselves are not the general revelation of God.
那这些东西是什么呢？
Then what are these things?
是人对上帝普遍启示回应出来的知识。
These things are the knowledge that comes out of man's response to the general revelation of God.
是人对上帝的普遍启示。
It is when man confronts the general revelation of God.
产生了两种的回应。
And when confronted, they have two reactions.
第一种的回应就是外在的回应。叫做内在的回应。
Another reaction is an internal reaction.
对上帝普遍启示的外在回应是什么呢？
What is the external reaction?
就产生了文化跟文化里面的一切价值系统。
That reaction gives rise to culture and civilization and all the value systems within that culture.
Culture and civilization and all the value system within those things are all only merely the reaction and response of human being toward God's common general revelation. 第二样。
Secondly,
我们对上帝的普遍启示的内在反应是什么呢？
What is our internal response to God's general revelation?
产生了宗教跟宗教里面的价值系统。
It establishes religion and the value systems within each religion.
孔子的回应就是说我没有办法明白。
So Confucius' response was, I cannot understand.
老子的回应说我明白一些。
老子's reaction was, I know a little bit.
所以老子怎么描写这个道呢？
So how does 老子 describe the word?
道德经的第一章里面这样说。
In the first chapter of 道德经。
道可道，非常道。名可名，非常名。The word that can be spoken out is not the eternal word. The name that can be named and called is not the eternal name. 所以意思就是说呢，永恒的道是没有办法把它道出来的。
In other words, the eternal word is undescribable.
所以这样呢，当他写的时候，就是告诉我们他所写的是可以道出来的，那就不是永远的道。
In other words, when he says, here's something I can write about, but since I can write about it, that itself is not the ultimate word.
既然不可以道出来，为什么他要道出来，他要写下来？
No, if that not the ultimate word. Why did he write it down?
因为是人逼他写的。
Because someone forced him to do that.
你不写下来。
So if you don't write it, come on down.
我不让你去。
So I'm not going to let you go.
如果你要去。
So if you really want to go,
快快写下来。
Then you better write this thing down.
他就写下来。
So he wrote it down.
一写的时候。
So when he wrote it down,
他就知道不对。
And he realized,
所以第一句话他就说，道可道，非常道。你叫我道，我道一个非常道给你知道。
So he wrote down, said, if it can be written down, that's not the real thing. Since I'm writing it down, I'm telling you what I'm writing is not the real thing.
到第四十二章的时候。
And when it gets to chapter 42,
老子讲什么话呢？
What does 老子say?
他的道生一，一生二，二生三，三生万物。
He says that the word gives birth to one, one gives birth to two, two gives birth to three, three gives birth to everything.
所以呢，老子的观念里面没有创造。
So in Lao Tzu's perception, there is no creation.
只有生。
Only just giving birth.
所以呢，道生一。
So the word gives birth to one.
一生二。
One gives birth to two.
二生三。
Two to three.
三生万有。
And three to everything else.
那他说万物其有。
So all these things are there.
其有 comes from existing.
All things come from pre-existing things.
有其无。
And pre-existing things come from nothing.
所以他讲的时候呢，没有办法讲清楚。
So he cannot explain it clearer.
那我们怎么解释这个道生一，一生二，二生三呢？
So how do you explain the word giving birth to one, two, and three?
所以中国哲学就把这一点这样解释。
So Chinese philosophers try to explain it this way.
一就是太极。
One is the ultimate extremes.
二就是阴阳。
Two is the yin and the yang.
三就是气化阴阳。
And three is the qi, the breath, and the hua. What's the hua?
Hua. 就是这个呢
miss everything.
这个气化阴阳，the air, the unlimited air mix and transfer into the阴 and yang, and it becomes everything existing in this world. 所以这样呢，中国历史就把老子的这句话呢，把它解释出来。
And so in Chinese history, they try to explain what Lao Tzu said like this.
所以呢，一切的一切从哪里来呢？
So where does everything come from?
一切的一切是从道产生出来。
So everything comes from the ultimate word.
就是2600年以前。
And that is 2600 years ago.
中国的思想家对上帝普遍启示回应的时候写下这些话语。
This is the response. This is the result of the Chinese philosopher's response to God's general revelation.
这是相当伟大的话语。
So these are wonderful words.
但是这些回应不能很准确。
But these responses are not precise.
因为好像一个人做了梦，醒过来的时候，他写下到底昨天梦见什么。
It is as if they woke up from a dream and they tried to write down what they saw in the dream.
好像一个人去旅行回家的时候，写下刚才看见什么一样。
It's as if someone went on a tour and then came back and tried to describe things on the tour.
当我们把我们所看见的，我们所知道的，所经历的写下来的时候，
when we write down our experience, what we see and everything,
你没有办法完完全全写下你所看到的真正的事物。
There is no way to precisely record everything that you saw.
因为你的眼光是有限的。
Because you have limited eyesight.
你的感觉是有限的。
You have finite feelings.
你的吸收是主观的。
And your understanding, your perception is subjective.
所以不但如此，你还有选择性的这一个概念。
Not only that, but you select what you want to see.
Selective perception.
You have a selective perception.
这些东西使你没有办法写得完全。
So there's no way you can completely describe everything.
人没有办法完完全全明白上帝的普遍启示。
That is why man can no way understand 100% the general revelation of God.
每个宗教都有它的玷污，都有它的歪曲，都有它不全的地方。
Every religion has their extremities, has their incompleteness.
Distortion, pollution, and disfaithfulness of the understanding of the truth. 为这缘故呢，老子所写的虽然很伟大，没有办法给我们真正知道道是怎样。
For this reason, even though Lao Tzu wrote something great, but he cannot truly let us understand what the truth, the word is.
但是中国哲学里面，老子论道是超过所有西方的古代哲学。
Yet in Chinese philosophy, the Tao that Lao Tzu wrote about, transcended all the things that Western philosophers wrote.
这是在《道德经》第二十五章里面讲的话。
In Tao Te Ching, chapter 25,
他怎么讲呢?
What did he say?
有物混成，先天地生。Something exists before even the existence of the heaven and earth. And these things, which I should call it as the independent and never mixed together with others and can rotate himself everywhere, is even can be called as the mother of everything exists in this universe. 这个呢，有物混成，先天地生，周行而不殆，不立而不改，它是可以为天下之母。在这里的老子就把道的本性呢，把亚萨用几种最伟大的话把它描写出来。
And in this chapter, Lao Tzu described the nature of Tao with all these different attributes.
这个道是什么呢？
So what is this word?
是先有的。
It pre-existed.
这个道是怎么样呢？
What is this word?
是独立的。
It's independent.
这个道是怎么样呢？
What is the word?
是运行的。
It is moving.
这个道是怎么样呢？
What is the word?
是永远不改变的。
It never changes.
从来没有一个人像老子讲的这样清楚。
No one has ever explained the word so clearly as 老子。
老子以后差不多两百年。
200 years after Lao Tzu,
希腊的阿里士多德只讲那个道呢是 unchanging, changer, unmoving, mover.
Aristotle, 200 years later, can only describe the word as the unchanging changer and the unmoving mover.
他是 first cause.
He is the first cause.
是最有最后的原因。
It is the first cause.
是第一个原因。
The first principle.
就好像他说万有从道而来。
That is like Lao Tzu saying everything came from work.
但是阿里士多德从来没有讲道是不变的、不改的、是独立的。
But Aristotle never said that the word is never changing. It is independent.
是运行的。
It is moving.
所以这样，中国老子的哲学比阿里士多德对道的明白是更深、更深好几层。
In this way, Lao Tzu's understanding of the word was much deeper than Aristotle.
那么请问，这样呢，是不是老子就把真理告诉我们呢？
Well, in that sense, did Lao Tzu tell us the truth?
不是的。
No.
直到上帝把道赐下来的时候，
It is not until God gave us the word.
你才知道真正的道是怎么样。
Will you understand truth?
所以今天我要对基督徒说，
So today I speak to the Christians.
特别中国的基督徒说，
Especially to you Chinese Christians.
你的耶稣基督里面的信仰，
Your faith in Jesus Christ.
不是建立在你的自相情愿的里面，
It is not built upon your own desires and willingness.
不是建立在人的想象力里面，
It is not emanated from your own imagination.
不是建立在你的行为同宗教伦理的经验上面。
Your faith is not based on your experience of religion and ethics.
你今天对真理的信仰，
Today, your faith in the truth
是建立在上帝的道实际到人间显现出上帝的恩典而来。
Is built upon the word of God who came by himself into this world and revealed himself into you.
我盼望你很清楚看见这分别的地方在哪？
I hope you will see very clearly what the difference is.
真理不是我想出来。
Truth is not something I think of.
真理不是我自以为这样就叫做真理。
Truth is not something that I think is truth, therefore it is truth.
真理不是人找出来的。
Truth did not come out of man.
真理是来找人的。
Truth came down to find man.
所以这个本源是不一样的。
So the origin is different.
你说我找真理。
You say, I found the truth.
我发现真理。
I've discovered the truth.
我爱真理。
I love the truth.
我高举真理。
I exalt the truth.
当你讲这句话的时候，
When you say these things,
你正犯上一个很大的毛病。
You have made a fundamental mistake.
什么毛病呢？
What is that mistake?
你变成真理的主体了。
You have become the active force of truth.
You become the subject of the truth.那么真理变成你的课题了。
And truth has become an object.
这是不对的。
That's the wrong.
你的真理比人更大。
But truth is greater than us.
所以基督教的看法，
So the Christian view,
真理永远不是一个课题。
Truth is never an object.
真理 不是理性的产品。
Truth is not a product of our rationality.
真理不是想象出来的东西。
Truth is not something we imagine.
真理不是我所寻找的一个实际的东西。
Truth is not something that I found that was lost, but I found it.
所以当一个人说我找上帝，
so when someone says I found God,
我找真理的时候，
I found truth.
他先假设上帝不见了，他去找他来。
He presupposes that God got lost and he found him.
他假设上帝藏起来，我去把他抓出来。
He presupposes God has hidden himself and I discovered him.
他假设这个上帝是实的，是一个静止性的，是被动的上帝。
He just presupposes that God is a dead, a passive object.
这样的上帝就不是真正的上帝。
This kind of God is not the true God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
不但非基督徒，上帝的观是错误的。
Not only do non-Christians have this mistaken understanding of God,
新派神学家的上帝观也是错误的。
But liberal theologians'theology of God is also wrong.
所以他们在想这个圣经到底怎么样形成的。
So they say, well, how was the Bible written?
是怎样怎样怎样怎样才形成的。
So how the Bible was written through these
books. 根本不相信这位神是活的。是他自己负责任把真理启示给你。
Because they never believed that this is a living God who, on his own initiative, gave us his truth.
所以今天我们读的这些圣经很重要。
So what we read tonight is very important.
因为这些圣经是太初有道。
For the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
在还没有创造人以前，道已经存在。
Before the creation of everything, the word existed.
当人还没有想什么叫做道的时候，道已经存在。
Before we started thinking, what is word? Word already existed.
道不是人理性的产品。
So the word is not a product of our rationality.
道不是主体性的人去寻找出来的一个课题。
The word is not our subjective finding of an object.
道不是理性的一个产品。
The word is not a product of our rationality.
不是我们想象出来的反应。
It's not a shadow of our imagination.
The word is not a phantom. It's not a mirage. It's not an imagination.It's not a product of human reason. 相反的，人的理性，人的想象力是神所创造。
On the contrary, human reasoning and human imagination are creations of God.
所以这里告诉我们，太初有道。
In the Bible it says, in the beginning was the Word.
在还没有人以前。
Before there was human.
没有文化以前。
Before there was culture.
没有人的思想以前。
Before there was human thought.
没有宗教以前。
Before religion.
没有哲学的寻找以前。
Before philosophy.
道已经存在。
The word exists.
甚至在时间和空间还没有被造以前，道就存在。
Even before the creation of time and space, the word exists.
那么这个道怎么样呢？
So what is this word?
它是与上帝同在。
This word was with God.
这是永恒的道。
This is an eternal word.
这是神性的道。
This is the holy word.
是与神同在的道。
This is the word that was with God.
道本身是有神性的。
So the word itself is a deity.
约翰福音第一章第一节是很伟大的一句话。
John chapter 1 verse 1 is a great sentence.
这一节圣经告诉我们三件事。
This verse tells us three things.
太初有道。
In the beginning there was the word.
道与上帝同在。
The word was with God.
道就是上帝。
And the word is God.
我们大家再讲一下好不好？一二三，太初有道。
In the beginning there was the word.
道与上帝同在。道就是上帝。再一次，一二三，太初有道。
What's the word?
道与上帝同
在。
道就是上帝。再一次把它背起来。太初有道。道与上帝同在。道就是上帝。道不是人想出来的。
Word is not something we thought about.
道不是人的产品。
It is not our product.
道不是理想的高潮。
It is not the climax of human reasoning.
道不是一个幻影。
This is not a mirage.
道是什么呢？
What is word?
道是比人更先的自我存在。
Word is the self-existence that preceded us.
那么这个道来到人间的时候。
Yet the word came into this world.
叫做道成肉身。
This is what is meant by the word becoming flesh.
道成肉身。
The word becoming flesh.
这句话太伟大了。
This is a great verse.
这告诉我们在人类的历史中间。
It tells us that in human history,
真理自己来做人。
Truth himself came to become a man.
你看见了吗？
Do you see?
主体性是真理。
The subject is truth.
主体性不是人。
The subject is not man.
道成了人。
The word became flesh.
道来到人的中间。
And the word came into our
lives. 不是人跑到道哪里去。
It is not that we go to the word.
不是人想出真理来。
It is not that we thought out the truth.
是真理的道来到人的中间。
It is the true word that came to us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以当人可以真正达到信仰的时候。
So when we truly have our faith.
是因为道来寻找人。
It is a result of the word coming to find us.
道来到人中间的时候。
So when the word came to our midst.
他是以人的生活彰显出来。
He lived out a human life.
以人的生命与我们交通。
And he communicated to us as human life to human life.
人的言语与我们对话。
And he spoke to us in human language.
以神的智慧的光照我们的理性。
And he illuminated our reasoning with the truth and wisdom of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天在第一堂的聚会里面。
So tonight, the first of these sessions.
我们奠定了一个很重要的基础。
Let us affirm a very important foundation.
就是人不可能没有道德。
And that is, it is impossible for us not to have the word.
人与动物不同的地方。
The difference between us and animals.
我们不是单单的寻找物质方面的需要。
Is that we don't just seek for material well-being.
我们不是单单找吃的东西来过生活就够了。
We don't just find food and that's enough.
耶稣说。
Jesus Christ said.
人活着。
Man liveth.
不单靠食物。
Not by bread alone.
乃是靠上帝口里说出的一切话。
But from every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
什么叫做上帝口里说出的话语？
What is the word that proceeds from the mouth of God?
神所讲的道。
It is the word that God speaks.
神传给我们的真理。
It is the truth that God speaks.
人活着不是单单靠食物。
We do not live by bread alone.
我们靠着上帝的道活在这个世界上。
We live in this world on the basis of the truth, the word of God.
孔子说没有找到的。
So what Confucius never found.
现在自己来找我们。
Has now come on his own initiative to find us.
道这一不可思议理。
道 is something that we cannot understand.
Cannot separate it.Even for one moment.
We cannot be separated even for one moment.
Our existence is based, depend on the truth to be our foundation. 你翻中文。
我们的存在就是在于那个真理道的根基上。
So, we thank God because He is the one who took the initiative to reveal Himself, to incarnate Himself into human life, into human society.
所以我们感谢神，因为他主动的把自己启示给我们，给人的社会。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样，做人不是虚空的。
So we as a human being doesn't lead an empty life.
做人不是没有意义的。
We do not live meaninglessly.
我们在哲学、在宗教、在文化里面没有办法得到的。
What we cannot find in philosophy, in culture, in religion.
我们在神所启示的真理里面，我们可以真正得到。
We can find it in the revealed truth of God.
那么就在这个道的上面。
And on this word,
我们要建立我们的信仰。
We will build our faith.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us.
打开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
使我们明白这个原则。
So that we can understand this principle.
神主动，不是人主动。
It is God who took the initiative, not us.
不是出于人的思想，出于神的恩典。
It is not from our reasoning, but it is from God's grace.
道来到我们中间。
The word came to our midst.
请问。
Let me ask you,
你认识了他吗？
Do you know him?
你明白他吗？
Do you understand him?
你接受了他吗？
Have you received him?
今天晚上，
Tonight,
求主使我们从人本的思想中间转过来。
May God turn us from a humanistic thinking,
让我们领受神主动的启示。
So that we can receive the revelation initiated by God.
建立我们的信仰在上帝的道的根。
That we may build our faith on the foundation of God's word.
明天下午我们有一堂。
Tomorrow afternoon we have our second session.
还有一堂。
And then evening we have a third session.
后天下午我们还有一堂。
And then Sunday night we have a fourth session.
我们要仔细地把这些的真理一步一步讲清楚。
And we will systematically talk about these steps.
我们这个神学讲座结束的时候，
I hope that as we conclude this series of seminars,
我们对这个题目
understanding of this topic,
一个更完整有系统的一个基础
will have a more complete systematic foundation.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
愿上帝赐福他自己的话语
May God bless his own words.
我们大家低头祷告
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们再打开约翰福音第一章第四节第九节第十四节第十八节
John chapter 1 verses 4
约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1
第四节
verse 4
第九节
verse 9
还有第十四节
and verse 14
第十八节
and verse 18
好我们先把昨天的第一第二第三节把它念了然后才读今天的第十节
Let's read the first three verses that we read last night and then we'll go to verse 4
约翰福音第一章第一到第三节我念第四第九第十四第十八节你们念太初有道道与上帝同在这道就是上帝这道太初与上帝同在万物是借着他造的凡被造之物没有一样不是借着他造的第四节生命在他里头这生命就是人的光第九节第一同来读一二三那光是真光照亮一切生在世上的人第十四节道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满地有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光第十八节一同来读从来没有人看见上帝只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来我再读第十四节你们读第十八节道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光第十八节从来没有人看见上帝只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来我们读经就到这个地方我们再次低头祷告
Let us pray.
主啊我们求你赐福以下的时间赐福以上的时间我们已经打开你的圣书我们已宣读你自己的话语恳求你打开我们每个人的心你宣读我们每个人的生命用主你光照耀我们用你自身的真道教训我们用你的圣手托住我们你打开我们的心眼给我们可以清楚看见你律法中间的奇妙你字迹中间的道中间的生命的理我们感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你阿们我们昨天在这里思想到道是与上帝永远同在的
Last night we talked about that the word has always been with God
而对道的感悟只有人的生命里面才可能产生出来的
And only in the human life can you have a response to this word
所以无论最伟大的文化最伟大的宗教和哲学都曾经讨论过这个问题
So regardless of what religions the greatest religions of this world have all discussed this problem
特别在我们中国思想里面曾经有两个人很重要的提到关于道的事情
Especially in our Chinese civilization there have been two key persons who have talked about the word
孔子是比较消极因为他不知道怎么样才能找到真正天道永恒的真理
Confucius was a bit more pessimistic because he really did not know how he could find the eternal word.
当然老子比较更积极的提到这个道呢是比天地更早是万有之母
But Lao Tzu was a bit more optimistic and he described a little bit about the word and that is this word is the father and mother of the heavens and the earth.
可能自己他就认为道自己是自我永存的
And he believed that the word was self-existent unto eternity.
不但如此这个道呢是绝对没有改变
Not only that but that the word is unchanging.
所以在道德经第二十五章里面独立这个字是历史中间中国文字最先讲出来的
So the word independence was first mentioned in the Tao Te Ching which was the first to mention in Chinese literature
道是独立的
The word is independent
这个意思是什么
What does that mean?
就是自存的
That means it is self-existent
什么叫做自存呢
What does it mean to self-exist?
依靠别的存在而自己能存在的存在叫做自存
Self-existence is that existence which is not dependent on any other existence
我们的存在是不是自存呢
Are we self-existent?
不是的。
No.
我们的存在是根据父母存在以后把我们生出来的一个存在。
Our existence is dependent upon the existence of our parents.
我们父母的存在是根据父母的父母的存在结合然后把他们生出来才存在。
And likewise, our parents dependent on their parents' existence in order for them to be there.
所以这个自存这两个字。
So self-existence.
这个很特殊的一种了解。
It's a very special kind of understanding.
自存这两个字。
Self-existence.
就是真理的本性。
Is the nature of truth itself.
不需要一个开端。
Because it doesn't have a beginning.
所以我个人认为老子的思想是很深入也是很正确的思想。
So I personally believe that Lao Tzu's understanding was very deep and very correct.
不但提到独立这两个字。
He not only talked about self-independence,
道是不改的。
But this word is unchanging.
什么叫做不改呢?
What does unchanging mean?
永远是一样。
And that is, it is always the same.
没有改变的。
It never changes.
所以这两个本性就把道最重要的本性把它描写出来。
So these two characteristics describe the most important two characteristics of the word.
如果有人说，你们说世界是上帝所造。
If someone says, you say that this world was created by God,
我就问你说，上帝是谁造?
Then let me ask you, who created God?
那么你许多基督教这个地方他就没有办法回答。
A lot of Christians come to this question and they're unable to answer it.
这就是英国的哲学家罗素对基督教的一个挑战。
And this was a challenge issued by a British philosopher Russell.
罗素写了一本书。
Russell wrote a book.
这本书是为什么我不是基督徒。
Russell wrote a book titled Why I Am Not a Christian.
那本书里面有几句很特别的话语。
And in his book, he wrote a several lines.
他说如果你问基督徒说这个世界是哪里来的。
It says, if you ask a Christian, where did this world come from?
基督徒一定告诉你这个世界是上帝创造。
And the Christians will definitely tell you that God created this world.
如果你再问基督徒，那么上帝是谁创造的？
And then if you ask further, then who created God?
基督徒一定不能再回答你。
Then Christians will most assuredly be unable to answer you.
他就马上下一个结论。
So he immediately comes to this conclusion.
基督教是一个不攻自破的宗教。
That the Christianity is a religion that will self-collapse.
所以当我年轻的时候看他的书的时候
，So when I was young, when I read Russell's books,
我一方面得到很大的刺激
，Not only was I greatly stimulated,
一方面我对他的方法论怀疑
，And on the other hand, I was suspicious of his methodology.
罗素怎么这么简单？这么快下结论说基督教是一个不攻自破的宗教呢
？How can Russell come to such a quick conclusion that Christianity is self-collapsing？
如果罗素做一个数学家
，If Bertrand Russell is a mathematician，
他是足够权威讲话
，Then he has sufficient authority to speak on mathematics。
如果罗素做一个哲学家
，If Bertrand Russell is a philosopher，
他也有一些权威可以讲话
，Then he has an authority as a philosopher。
他不是一个神学家。
But Russell is not a theologian.
所以当他讲到神的事情的时候
，So on regarding matters of God,
他不但没有资格
，Not only is he unqualified,
他一讲就把自己的笨讲出来了
，Not only that once he opens his mouth, he reveals his own ignorance.
为什么我这么说呢
？Why do I say that?
他说如果你问基督徒神是谁造的
，He says if you ask a Christian who created God,
基督徒就不能回答。
Then the Christian will be unable to answer.
这句话是真的吗
？Is it true?
是不是基督徒不能回答
？Is it true that Christians will be unable to answer?
不是基督徒不能回答。
Not only is it untrue,
我们不需要回答。
It is unnecessary to reply.
这个问题的本身是一个很错误的问题。
Because this question itself is a misdirected question.
神是谁造的
？Who created God?
所以单单这句话就给我们看见。罗素的头脑里面，神是被造的，是叫做神。
So in Russell's mind, God is a created God.
被造的就不是神，神就不是被造的。
That which is created is not God. God is not created.
好的，圆就不是四方形，四方就不是圆形。
For example, a square is not a circle, and circle is not a square.
你说呢？这世界是上帝造的。
You say this world was created by God.
那么上帝是谁造的
？Then who created God?
那请问，上帝一定要被造吗
？Then let me ask you, is it necessary that God be created?
罗素说，这是基督徒的理论呢。
Russell says, well, that's your Christian philosophy.
一切都需要个创造者。
Because everything has to have a creator.
所以你才相信上帝。
So you believe in God.
那么如果一切的一切都需要创造者
，So if everything requires a creator,
上帝也应当需要创造者。
Then ditto for God.
上帝是不是跟一切的一切是一样的一个本质？
Now is God the same nature as everything else?
不是的。
No.
原来在我12岁的时候就有人问我这个问题。
When I was 12 years old, someone asked me this question.
我想了一下，感到这个问题本身是不对。
And I thought about it, I thought this question is wrong.
我马上回答一句话。
So I immediately responded by saying,
有没有不需要开头的东西呢？
Is there something that doesn't need a beginning?
如果你相信有一些东西不需要一个开头的话，
If you believe that some things don't need to have a beginning,
那么神是万有更大的。
Then God is greater than all things.
神不需要一个开端。
God doesn't need a beginning.
你说这怎么解释呢？
Yes, sir, how can you explain yourself?
如果你说万物需要被造，
If everything has to be created,
你怎么相信有不需要源头的东西呢？
Then how can you believe in something that doesn't need to be created?
我在班里面就对我隔壁的那个学生问一个问题。
So I asked the kid next door, the next, sitting next to me in class,
相信不相信二加二等于四呢？
I asked him, do you believe that 2 plus 2 equals 4?
他说当然了。
He said, of course.
二加二等于四，我早就知道了。
2 plus 2 equals 4 is common knowledge.
我问你，你不知道二加二等于四以前，二加二是不是等于四？
Then I asked him, before you learn 2 plus 2 equals 4, does 2 plus 2 equals 4?
是的。
He said, of course.
我还没知道以前，二加二就等于四。
Before I knew 2 plus 2 equals 4, 2 plus 2 equals 4.
我在问他说，世界历史没有开始以前，二加二是不是等于四呢？
So I asked him, before the beginning of world history, is 2 plus 2 equal 4?
应该是。
He said, yeah, that should be the case.
我问他说，二加二等于四从什么时候开始？
So I asked him, when did it begin? 2 plus 2 equal 4?
他就不能回答。
So he couldn't answer.
到底二加二等于四需要不需要一个开始？
So does 2 plus 2 equal to 4 need a beginning?
不需要一个开始。
It doesn't need a beginning.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是真理的本身。
Because that is nature of truth itself.
真理的本身不需要开始。
The truth, nature, truth itself doesn't need a beginning.
真理的本身不需要人去知道。
The nature of truth doesn't need people finding out about it.
你知道真理，真理是真理。
If you know truth, that truth is still truth.
你不知道真理，真理本身是真理。
If you don't know the truth is still the truth.
真理不会因为你知道了它是真理，它才变成真理。
Truth doesn't just become truth just because you found out about it.
真理也不会因为你不知道它是真理，它就变成不是真理。
And truth will not turn into untruth simply because you did not know about it.
这样在我的知识里面，
So in my knowledge,
我有变化，
I have transformation,
我有增长，
I have growth,
我有进步，
I have progress,
我从不知变成知，
I progress from ignorance to become knowing,
我从少知变成多知，
I progress from knowing little to knowing more,
我从错知变成正知，
I go from knowing the wrong thing to knowing the right thing.
但是真理的本身没有变化，
But in all this process, truth itself never changes.
真理的本身不需要开始，
Truth itself doesn't need a beginning.
真理的本身没有过程，
And truthitself does not have a progress.
这才叫做真理。
This itself is true.
所以这就是这两个本性所描写的本质。
So this is what is described here.
独立，
independence，
不改，
unchanging，
independent and unchangeable。 大家说一二三，
independence
and unchangeable， 所以 self-existing， self-eternal， 这是神的本质。
So self-existing and self-
你就翻译中文吧，他中文很好的，所以我讲英文他就翻中文，我一讲中文他就翻译英文，这个事情是 computer 没有办法做到的事情。 OK， 所以 self-existing
自存，
同时 independent
的独立，
unchangeable
不变，
这个，就是人的本性，
is the nature of God。
所以如果你相信了二加二等于四不需要一个开端的话，
So if you believe that 2 plus 2 has always been there,
为什么你不能相信神是不需要开端？
Then why can you not believe that God doesn't need a beginning?
今天我们第二堂就关于提到关于道与人之间的关系。
So today in this session we're going to talk about the relationship between the word and man.
人与万物不同的地方在哪里呢？
What is the difference between man and other things?
人有物质的一部分。
We have a material component.
但是人有一个超物质的另外一部分。
Yet we have another component that transcends our material.
人有物理世界的一个层次。
We have a physical dimension.
我们又有超过物理的本质的另外一个层次。
Yet we also have have a dimension that transcends physical.
我们与动物不同的地方在哪里？
So what is the difference between us and animals?
除了吃东西的本能之外，
other than the ability to eat food,
我们的性的要求的需要的本能之外，
in addition to our needs of the needs of our natures,
our
sexual needs,
除此之外，我们还有追求真理的本能。
But in addition to that, we have a need to seek after the truth.
我们明白真理的需要。
We have a need to understand what is true.
这一部分使人成为尊贵的活物。
This part makes us an honorable and glorious creature.
各样的文化宗教寻求道的过程中间，
So in the religious, all the civilizations, in their seeking after the word,
我们看见上帝把这些话赐下来。
We see that God has given us these words.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
道与上帝同在。
The Word was with God.
道就是上帝。
And the Word was God.
是道太初与上帝同在。
This Word was with God in the beginning.
接下去的一句话很伟大。
And then it follows with a great sentence.
万物是借着他造的。
Everything was made by him.
But through him.
Through him.
而被造之物没有一样不是借着他造。
Of all that is created, not one was not created through him.
当我十七岁读这两句话的时候，
When I read these two verses when I was 17,
我当时感到非常困惑。
I was puzzled.
因为第一句话本来已经够了。
Because the first sentence was itself sufficient.
万物是借着道做出来的。
Because everything was created through the word.
那么就够了。
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
下面一句话为什么再重复出来？
Why did he repeat with the second sentence?
凡被造之物没有一样不是借着他造的。
For everything that is created, not one was not created.
这句话是多余的话。
You say, isn't that a redundant sentence?
文学来说，
From a literary standpoint,
根本不需要再讲的话。
This is unnecessary.
因为万物是借着他造的就够了。
Because when you say all things were created through him, that says it all.
但当我研究更多哲学的时候，
But when I studied more of the philosophy,
我知道最后的那句话是非常非常重要，也是不可以避免。
And I realized that the second sentence was very important and unavoidable.
原来在约翰写约翰第一章的时候，
When John was writing the first chapter,
当时的世界正传的一种很重要的哲学思想叫做 Gnosticism.
There was a very important philosophical thought at the time called Gnosticism.
Gnosticism 宇宙观是什么呢？
What was their view?
他说，道创造万有。
They say that yes, the Word created everything.
所以道实实在在是万有的创造者。
So the Word is indeed the creator of all things.
但是呢，道本身是上帝所造的。
But Word itself was created by God.
所以呢，神的话就高过了这个层次。
Therefore, the Word of God is higher than these things.
一切是借着他造的。
So everything was created by this Word.
够了。
That's enough.
不够。
No, that's not.
如果一切借着他造，他又在上帝面前被造的话，
For if everything was created by him, yet he was created by God,
那么这样就变成了他也是受造物的。
Then, in other words, he is also a creation.
所以第二句话就把 Gnosticism 一网打尽。
So that's why the second sentence wipes out the thinking of Gnosticism.
第二句话是反受造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
It says, all that was created, not one of it was not created by him.
这就表明这个道本身不可能被道自己造出来。
This confirms that word itself cannot be a created product.
所以道只是创造者，而不可能又同时是被造者。
In other words, the word can only be the creator, it cannot be the created.
At the same time.
At the same time.
所以这样柏拉图的思想的错误就显明出来了。
So it reveals the problematic thinking of Plato.
Gnosticism 的思想的错误也显明出来了。
And it also revealed the mistakes in Gnosticism.
这是这本圣经很奇妙的记载。
That is an amazing record in the Bible.
当他把第一、第二、第三节讲完了以后呢，
So after he had written the second, third, fourth verse,
他就讲了一句更重要的话出来。
Then it continues on with an even more important word.
生命在他里头。
Life was in him.
生命在他里头。
Life was in him.
这句话就超过了所有的哲学，所有的文化， 所有的宗教的了解。
This transcended all the understandings of the civilizations, of the cultures, and the religions.
我想很多的基督徒都读过这一段的圣经。
I think many of us have come across this verse.
甚至有许多人以为他已经会背了这一段的圣经。
Some people think that they can even memorize this verse.
但我今天要请你们从这段圣经看到基督教信仰的超越性。从本质与所有宗教差别的地方在哪？
But I want you to see the difference between the nature of the Christian faith and all the other religions.
And the qualitative difference between Christian faith and the faith in other religions. 所以这个生命在那里头，就是今天第二天我们要传讲的信息。
So the theme in him was life.Is the topic for today.
当你看到老子的思想的时候，
When you see the thought system of 老子，
他说的道是存在。
He says the word exists.
道是高过万有的。
He says the word transcends everything.
道是独立的。
And that the word is independent.
道是周行的。
The word moves around.
道是不改的。
The word is
道是自存的。
Is self-existent.
道是不改变的。
It never changes.
这就伟大的描写。
So all these wonderful descriptions
就停到这个地方结束了。
Stops at this point and it ends.
但是圣经告诉我们生命在他里头。
But the Bible tells us in him was life.
所以我们如果问老子你所知道的这个道到底是什么？
So we ask 老子 what is the word that you know?
我不知道应该不给他什么名。
So he says, well, I really don't know how to name him.
名字曰道。
I know that there is this word.
我就强勉强叫他叫做大。
And so I arbitrarily give him a name.
这个大的道。
So this is the great word.
我没有办法完全明白。
Yet I cannot fully understand
it. 这个印度人怎么明白这个事情呢？
How do the Indians understand this?
印度的宗教和哲学里面
In Indian philosophy and religion
有两个很重要的层次。
There are two important dimensions.
论到道的问题
When it talks about the word
一个就是宇宙的层次
One is the cosmic level.
一个是人内心的层次
And the second level is internal in our hearts.
在我的内心里面有一个对道的了解。
So in my heart there is this understanding of word.
在我的生命外面有个道的本体。
At the same time, outside of my body, there's a cosmic reality of 道。
印度人用印度人名字来说。
So the Indians give it an Indian term.
宇宙中间的大道叫做 Brahma, 婆罗摩。
So the cosmic 道 word is Brahma.
就 Brahma 在宇宙。
Brahma is universal.
万有中间的。
It is in everything.
那么在我里面呢，有一个小道叫做 Atman.
Yet inside of me is this little word called Atman.
所以人生命中间的小道，一定要去了解宇宙中间的大道。
So the little word inside of me has to understand the greater word outside of me.
如果人的生命里面的这个小道跟外面的宇宙间的大道结连起来的时候
，If
性从本质与所有宗教差别的地方在哪
？But I want you to see the difference between the nature of the Christian faith and all the other religions.
And the qualitative difference between Christian faith and the faith in other religions. 所以这个生命在那里头，就是今天第二天我们要传讲的信息。
So the theme in him was life.Is the topic for today.
当你看到老子的思想的时候，
When you see the thought system of 老子，
他说的道是存在。
He says the word exists.
道是高过万有的。
He says the word transcends everything.
道是独立的。
And that the word is independent.
道是周行的。
The word moves around.
道是不改的。
The word is
道是自存的
is self-existent
道是不改变的
it never changes
这就伟大的描写
so all these wonderful descriptions
就停到这个地方结束了
stops at this point and it ends
但是圣经告诉我们生命在他里头
but the Bible tells us in him was life
所以我们如果问老子你所知道的这个道到底是什么
so we ask 老子 what is the word that you know
我不知道应该不给他什么名
So he says, well, I really don't know how to name him.
名字曰道。
I know that there is this word.
我就强勉强叫他叫做大。
And so I arbitrarily give him a name.
这个大的道。
So this is the great word.
我没有办法完全明白。Yet
I cannot fully understand it.
这个印度人怎么明白这个事情呢?
How do the Indians understand this?
印度的宗教和哲学里面,
In Indian philosophy and religion,
有两个很重要的层次,
there are two important dimensions.
论到道的问题,
when it talks about the word,
一个就是宇宙的层次,
one is the cosmic level,
一个是人内心的层次,
and the second level is internal in our hearts.
我的内心里面有一个对道的了解,
so in my heart there is this understanding of word.
在我的生命外面有个道的本体,
at the same time outside of my body there's a cosmic reality of 道.
印度人用印度的名字来说,
so the Indians give it an Indian term.
宇宙中间的大道叫做 Brahma, 婆罗摩.
So the cosmic 道 word is Brahma.
就 Brahma在宇宙,
Brahma is universal. It is in everything.
那么在我里面呢,有一个小道叫做Atman。
Yet inside of me is this little word called Atman.
所以人生命中间的小道, 一定要去了解宇宙中间的大道。
So the little word inside of me has to understand the greater word outside of me.
如果人的生命里面的这个小道跟外面的宇宙中的大道结连起来的时候,
If